Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Still to come tonight, we've got a whole bunch of stuff, including a Vermont town voting to impeach President Bush, some outrageous new campaign restrictions that Washington, D.C. is looking at passing. Got an email called, I Hate Manwich, or no, excuse me, that's not what it is. It's Manwich Sucks. That's the name of the email. We'll share that with you and more. But let's go to the phones first, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Kate in Virginia. Kate, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Kate.
Manwich, you have disappointed me for the first time ever.
How's that?
You want to move to a big liberal... You like big liberal cities?
I do happen to like the cities. I don't like them because they're liberal.
My question is, what is it about the cities you actually like? I have lived in several large liberal cities on the East Coast, New York being one of them, D.C. being the other.
I was just in D.C., and I didn't really like it very much.
Yeah,
it's ugly.
You know that if you walk from the Capitol building to the Washington Monument, you're photographed an average of 200 times?
Wow. Well, obviously, the photography is not the part of the city that interests me, but I like the idea of all the diversity, all the different cultures there. I like the idea of being able to get anything I want at any time of the day or night. Not that I really do, but...
Well, there's disadvantages. You really can't get everything you want day and night.
Yeah,
because
I didn't see any super
walk out, and you can't keep a car in the city because either you have to pay five times as much to be able to store it and insure it, or it's on the side of the street and it gets rear-ended all the time, or stolen. So you really can't go out and get it in the middle of the night. And
yeah, by the way, I didn't see any super Walmarts when I was in D.C., so it's not like we were looking for some sort of a store that we could go and buy stuff that we could take back to the hotel room. Couldn't find anything.
Every large city does not have large superstores. You go to the corner stores, and you just, as you're walking home, pick things up. It's very much more small business, not big chain stores. So you'll never find that stuff in the middle of a big city, ever.
You know, it seems alluring to me. I've never lived in a big city bigger than, a few hundred thousand people, 100,000
yes,
people.
I've lived in cities, all right, the township I grew up had 100,000 people in it. I'm currently in Richmond, which I think has a little over 200,000. I've lived in D.C., Jersey City, and spent way too much time in Manhattan. So I've lived in pretty much medium to big cities. You're best off living somewhere far away from a big city and going on vacation, because it really sucks being stuck in the metro, in the public transportation system when terrorists attack, whether it's the subway in New York in 93, which I was, or the metro system in D.C. in 2001.
Or worse, how about when they strike? How about when the people that work for the subway systems just go on strike? Now you don't get to go anywhere. They were walking a few months ago in New York.
Yep. Public transportation's is kind of like snow. You know, it's great to use while you're, visiting, but it stinks when you have to use it every day and go to work in it.
Or carry your groceries home on it.
Oh, that's
really what a pain.
Yes. So I recommend maybe you want a vacation in a city, but don't live in one.
But I don't grocery shop, Jane.
Well, now, wait a minute. Your wife would have to, if that's what you're suggesting.
Well, there you go.
But yeah.
it was Kate, by the way, not Jane.
She would either have to carry the groceries home or wait for a taxi. Now, waiting for a taxi is fine unless you've got some idiotic pair of shooters and a blue car running around, traumatizing everybody by shooting five people in your neighborhood, so you can't get a taxi for 45 minutes. This has all happened to me.
Let alone the price of the taxi cabs. Oh, my gosh.
Well, New York isn't so bad. D.C.'s much worse, because in New York it's just a flat rate and it's by your distance. So it doesn't matter how many bags you put in the car, how many people you put in the car. New York and D.C., they charge you per zone, they charge you if the weather's bad, they charge you per person, they charge you per bag, and all this kind of nonsense.
You're talking about in D.C. Yeah, I saw that. We were actually in the cab in D.C., and there was an extra charge if it was snowing out, and all of this was mandatory.
And then
it was all mandatory by the Washington, D.C. government. There wasn't, the cabbies weren't setting these rates on their own. There wasn't any competition involved. They all have to charge the same amount.
Now, the other thing about, New York City, if you can afford to live in New York City, which means you need to make at least $150,000 each spouse to afford to be in Manhattan, because a one-bedroom apartment is going to cost you $2,500 a month.
Well, now they do pay. Now they do pay more in New York City, right?
But not that much more.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
Not commensurate.
And the other thing is, so let's say You not only, if you're in New York City, you pay federal income tax, New York State income tax, and New York City income tax.
Yeah.
If you can't quite afford to, let's say you have a child, you can't afford to stay in Manhattan or Brooklyn and Queens, and you realize, oh, I'll just move to Jersey because it's a shorter commute, you have to pay New Jersey State income tax on top of the others.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're making it between like $70,000 and $100,000 with no children, you lose literally half your paycheck in income taxes.
For the privilege of living in New York City or just outside of it. Outrageous.
Yes, but that's how it is.
Yeah, I have no love for cities at all. Man, which if you want to live in a downtown area, there's plenty of smaller, you know, medium-sized cities that do have downtown areas without the regulations, although they all have terrible regulations. Parking regulations, I mean, they're not as draconian.
But
in
at least
some...
it's better than New York City or D.C. where there is no physical parking. There's no room to put in a parking deck. Well, there is only on-the-street parking.
Okay, you sort of have me arguing for D.C. and New York, which wouldn't be any, you know, not on my top five list.
What's your number one, man?
My number one would be San Francisco.
San Francisco.
All right, now, having lived in big cities, I spent a week in San Francisco, in the city, never left the city. It's got the same problem. You've got overpriced housing, you've got California taxes, no parking, and you got earthquakes, so you can't even build up.
Everything in San Francisco is really, really expensive, from what I've been told.
It's
the most expensive town in the United States.
It's just as expensive as Manhattan.
There you go. Kate, thanks for all the expertise. We appreciate hearing from you.
You're welcome.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Since we're on the topic of how wrong Manwich is, let's go to this email. Subject line, Manwich sucks. Ian, I don't understand why you have a fake libertarian as a co-host every night on your show.
Oh, I'm a fake libertarian.
I
feel like Neil Bortz.
We actually got to meet Neil Bortz at the talk show convention over the weekend.
What did you guys say to him? I only say that because, you know, Neil gets called a fake libertarian at times.
Yeah. What did we say to him? Yeah. Manwich was pretty much the one that really wanted to go over and say hi.
No, I just said that I liked the show, and you know, I wish that he was on the air the whole full 3 hours and that kind of thing. He had no idea who it was.
So you're a liar.
I do like his show.
Wow.
I do. I listen to his show.
Well, and he didn't really act like he wanted to talk to you very much. I think he did know who you were.
You think he did?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Don't you think? I mean, don't you think Neil Bortz would know?
I certainly have my Free Talk Live shirt on.
Right. Don't you think that he would know that there was another libertarian show out there?
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. Somebody would have clued him in. One of his dedicated listeners, one of the crossover listeners, someone that listens to us and him, you'd think would have clued him in.
Neil's not the sort that would pull any punches. I mean, don't you think he'd say, you're from that libertarian,
you're
crazy.
Maybe so. Well, anyway, Robert's angry here. He says he's for zoning, he's for eminent domain, limited or otherwise, and he wants the government to invade our personal lives so long as it doesn't affect him. He's completely unprincipled and, as such, does more to hurt our movement than to help it. Why do you keep him around? Is he an old friend that you can't bear to let go?
No, that's really not the issue.
No, we're not friends, man. You're just
not really close friends.
You're kind of my radio buddy.
We spend time together when it comes to the radio show, and that's about it.
Right. Freedom is more important than friendship, and only those who believe in personal rights deserve friendship. So why do I keep you around, Manwich? Well, you're unprincipled, and that's good, because most people, I think, are unprincipled. They start out not knowing anything about what principles are. So you actually help draw new people into the show, and you help kind of ground the show.
Not to mention, if we had two Ians on this show... Oof.
Be so far out there that no one could agree with it.
Right. I'm scared just thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't want to. I certainly don't want a show with just me, and I don't want a show with somebody that's like, you know, just like me. And so having somebody that that differs and disagrees from time to time is a good idea. In general, you agree, and we're all going in the same direction. In general, I think you are. You do qualify as a libertarian.
I think I do, too, and I think that's what really counts as far as libertarianism goes.
What?
The person who is saying it.
But he's still angry, and he's got more to say. So
okay.
We'll talk about that. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. We'll share some outrageous new campaign restrictions. And a kid that was charged with creating child pornography. We'll explain what that's all about coming up. It is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. That is the name of the show that we're doing, 800-259-9231. That is the number by which you can reach us here at Free Talk Live. We also have a website. It's called freetalklive.com. And one of the features of this website is the Free Talk Live map. You can find that at map.freetalklive.com. You go on there, you post a picture of yourself and a quote, you put an electronic push pin and an electronic map, you can find all the other listeners of the show. It's a really neat function. You can find it all at freetalklive.com.
And specifically, map.freetalklive.com will get you directly to the map.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. 4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
So, yes, freestateproject.org. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll tell you about a guy that was, he's facing charges, some serious charges, child porn charges.
Wow.
We'll tell you what it was that he was doing to so-called deserve those charges. But we're in the midst of an email right now entitled Manwich Sucks. It's from Robert. He was pretty angry when he wrote about this, and he's wondering why it is we even allow you on the show, man. Which, and one of the main reasons is because, well, you're closer to the average man. You're the small government position on the show, and I'm the no government position on the show, and so that's why we get to argue over, well, which
sure.
one's better.
And I think what Robert fails to see here is that the world will be far better off if they subscribe to my small government theories than they are now.
That's true.
And it is a middle step along the way, and a lot of people would consider your theories to be so would be fringe of fringe, and it's difficult for them to make that logical jump. They just hear you say, "Wow, this guy's nuts." And
right.
I'm out
if
here.
It was just you on the show, if this was the Manwich show, and you were espousing
sounds
your
awful.
And you
sounds
were
delicious,
and you were espousing your theories on the air and your political ideology, people would think you're fringe and nutty.
Absolutely.
But since I'm here, you look normal and totally sane.
I do. I absolutely look normal and totally sane. And as a result, it gets people to I look sane, so they move towards my position, and then, consequently, everyone's a little freer.
So he goes on, he says, I know there's a lot of fire Manwich stuff on the boards, but I'm being entirely serious. The past few weeks, he's completely ignored libertarian principles, but then pretends that he is one. Why not just have a socialist on your show? At least an informed, educated socialist sticks to his ideas instead of wavering when it suits him. The reason why we don't have a socialist on the show is because we'd never get anything done.
No, it would be entertaining having a whipping boy here.
It'd be entertaining to have a socialist for a segment. But beyond that, or maybe a half an hour or an hour as a guest or something like that, but every night, all we would do is just debate and we'd rehash the same stuff. I can't imagine what that would be
we
like.
We couldn't make any points. You
right.
couldn't make any points. I mean, you could make studied points, but, what would you do with news items?
Right. We would just disagree so much, it would be, there'd be no point even taking calls because we wouldn't have any common ground. Anyway, he says, Manwich, the idea of our Constitution, and indeed any government, is to protect the minority from the rule of the majority. Shop owners have a right to sell whatever they want, wherever they want, so long as they own the property.
So it's the red light district issue.
I suppose that's what he's referencing there.
It's not like all I did was propose. I threw up there the red light issue.
I didn't say this is what we should do.
I was just talking about it.
Well, people have the right to own a home.
God.
People have the right to own a home even if it's in the way of a road. The road does not have rights.
He's talking about eminent domain.
He's talking about both, I think. The road can go around. Since Ian likely won't fire you, maybe you should just quit. You obviously...
I likely won't quit either.
Yeah. You obviously hate true liberty, and you're just a closeted socialist.
That's right.
When the revolution comes, I'll likely frag you in the trenches. Let's talk to Corey in Minneapolis.
At least paint me red first, buddy.
Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Corey.
Howdy.
Sorry, I'm not your token socialist to beat up on tonight, but...
That's all right.
I went to a Republican caucus yesterday just because I was curious to see the process and kind of curious to see Manwich.
What's the Republican caucus? What's that?
Well, they have caucuses here in Minnesota. Basically, they're get-togethers for the Democrats, Independence Party, Green Party, Republican Party here in Minnesota, and they get together so that people can talk to their representatives and to offer up ideas to be voted on at conventions. And basically I went there just to hear like what kind of, to learn more about these things because there is a little bit of a buzz about these. And so I went there, saw some representatives, they talked a bit, and then they got to some issues, and I thought maybe there'll be some liberty-minded people here. Maybe there will. I'm kind of hoping with Manwich talking about, there's a lot of the Liberty Caucus folks in the Republican Party, there'll be some good ideas here. First, I sat down. First minute, a woman offered up an idea that they should put chips in sex offenders and put them away for 25 years.
Wow.
Republicans tend to be big on crime and punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed kind of shocking that, that would be within the first few minutes. And then more things came in, like
Or was she a representative, or was she just somebody sitting in the audience?
She was just someone sitting in the audience offering this up. And
How did this work? Was there somebody on stage sort of moderating things? What was the actual setup?
Well, what happens is that there were probably a couple hundred people there in my precinct, and then we all got split up into different rooms, and then we all had to write down our names, and we all had to vote on issues that came up. And so she wanted to have Jessica's Law. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but she wanted to have this law in Minnesota because all the other states are doing it. And of course, since I don't know what it is, and I don't like the idea of there being mandatory minimums, and who knows how it's going to be legislated or what level sex offender it is.
Right.
And so I of course said no, and just everybody else had voted for. Voted to at least bring this up at the convention. It's not necessarily going to happen, but it's just it's just interesting to hear, I guess, what they're proposing or what some of the grassroots.
Yeah, you're kind of on the inside. You're sort of a spy in their midst. If you know,
a little bit.
What they were up to.
Yeah, and some of them were disappointed with Bush not getting $7 billion for bird flu versus the $3.1 billion he got or whatever it was, and just that they kept talking about spending and regulating and then coming up with more ideas rather than how.
Did anybody have a pro freedom idea while you were there?
No, but there were a couple people there that were saying, "Oh, chip in someone's body, that's crazy. That's 1984." So that was good. There were a couple people there, but the thing is that didn't pass. But the bringing up Jessica's Law did pass, and
no. Corey, I don't think that the Republican Liberty Caucus runs the Republican Party any more than the Libertarian Party manages to run the national elections. I think the Republican Liberty Caucus is pretty small as far as the Republican Party goes, and they're trying to they're libertarians trying to introduce libertarian ideals to the Republican Party, and they think that they'll have a little better reception there. I don't think that I don't think that they're in charge of the Republican Party by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I don't think Corey thinks that at all.
That's kind of what I heard.
No.
Well, here's one thing I think about. I think if there are people on the Democratic side that are for freedom and liberty, I mean, they have the Democratic Freedom Caucus, so I kind of tend to think that both of those parties eliminate each other, and we should just really go for a good, strong Libertarian Party, and you guys may disagree, but on things, but we agree on the direction.
Well, one thing I agree with is that I still think the Libertarian Party is the best political party, but I just don't think that's saying very much. Thanks for the call, Corey. We appreciate hearing from you. Jamie Togiso is on hold.
No kidding.
It has been a while. Hopefully he'll be patient because he is next. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up, well, whatever issues on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we are auctioning a banner on our website. This is how we sell our banners. We put them up to the marketplace, and we find out what they're worth, well, by who bids on them. And you can bid on it right now at auction.freetalklive.com. We're currently auctioning the fourth banner on our website. You get it site-wide. You can promote whatever it is that you want. Auction.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. It's a show about your calls. Let's talk to Jamie Togeso in Kentucky. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, hey Jamie. Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
I'd like to report on the ports bill with Bush wants to sell our ports to the foreigners.
Well, I don't think he wants to sell them. I think he wants to employ them to, you know,
they're running security.
Not security. They're handling, the transaction sort of.
Management. Management, essentially.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
really? Okay.
Don't you think the United States should be in charge of that?
It makes some sense to me. What you're doing, you're sort of backing me into a corner. I don't think that, I don't think that we should be in the Middle East fighting wars in the Middle East, so therefore we wouldn't have the problem with the United Arab Emirates. So,
and if we weren't over in foreign countries meddling around, I don't think that the United States would necessarily have to be involved with the ports. The ownership of the ports would be able to decide who runs their ports and who administers their ports and that sort of thing. And it might be done. It might be different companies all up and down the coast, for instance.
Don't Bush sound like a dictator to you?
Well, he has said that he would really kind of like to be one. He's actually come out and said, well, if I was a dictator, this sure would be a lot easier.
Yep.
And now he's looking for the line item veto, which will essentially make him into a king. So, yeah, he definitely has aspirations like that, Jamie.
Oh, he said something about, like he was going to veto anything that comes to his desk. Well, when the Patriot Act thing come up. He sure signed that, though.
Wait, when did he say he was going to veto anything? He's never said that.
Well, he said if Congress don't pass this port deal, that he was going to veto everything that comes to him.
No, sir. No. What he said was he was going to veto the port deal if they tried to rescind it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he has signed every single bill that's ever come across his desk. In fact, he is, isn't he the only president or the only two-term president to never use the veto?
Right.
Mm-hmm. He might actually be the only president who never used the veto. I'm not sure about that. I mean, maybe with the exception of the guys that got shot.
William Henry Harrison, yeah.
I'll tell you what, he's borrowing all this money. He's the first president in history that ever did that, borrowed that much money.
What do you mean?
No wonder the United States is such in debt right now.
Well, he does love to spend, that's for sure, and they're not taxing at a level to where that they can spend what it is that they're supposed to be spending, so they're accumulating debt. And that's what he's been doing. He, in 5 years of being in office, has far surpassed how much Bill Clinton spent back in the 1990s. Now, Jamie Togeso, let's get back into your life. Last time we heard from you, it's been quite a while, it's been a number of months, actually.
We missed you.
Yeah, last time we heard from you, you were still taking care of your grandmother, I believe. You had gotten a job at the dollar store.
Yeah.
So what are you doing these days, man? How's that all going for you?
Well, she's in the rest home now.
Mm. That's right. You moved her in there. She was because
I didn't move her in there. Her family did.
Oh, well, wait. Aren't you part of her family? Or you mean?
Yeah, but I wasn't involved.
I see. So now she's in a rest home. She was becoming too much of a burden, I suppose, for certain people. And so now you're living by yourself?
Well, I'm kind of off and living here and there.
You're here and there. So you're homeless?
Yeah, living at families and friends. And
so you're a homeless man now?
Well, no, I wouldn't say I'm a homeless guy, as long as I got a roof over my head. But I like to say about this port deal.
Yeah.
And everything else Bush has done, do y'all think he needs to be impeached?
Oh, indeed.
Seriously.
Well, not just because of the ports deal, but, I mean.
Well, would y'all set up a petition on y'all's website, and I would be the first one to sign it?
Well, actually, we got some news about that, Jamie. There's a town in Vermont that has voted 121-29 to actually have their representative file an impeachment on the president.
Are they going to?
I'm not sure. But the town has voted for it, which is interesting.
Okay.
Jamie, thanks for the call tonight.
God bless
you. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thank
call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. So Jamie lost his house, man. He's out and about.
Well, he sounds like he's doing fine, and it's nice to hear from him.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad he was thinking of
it. He certainly doesn't seem too concerned about it.
No. Let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, evening, Walt.
What's up?
I just wanted to say that, you know, in reference to what that last guy was saying, I don't want to see Bush impeached. I want to see him brought up on treason charges.
I don't
and
think
murder.
That you can, well, now, hold on a second, Walt, because he's the president. You can't bring him up on any charges until he is no longer the president. Am I correct about that?
That's correct.
Yeah,
so
I
he's
don't,
immune
well,
from any charges at the moment. Once he's done with the presidency, then we can string him up.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it's a shame we have to wait, but then that,
well, unfortunately,
like,
let's be realistic.
That's not going to happen anyway. You and I both know it.
Yes, okay, that's what I was
going to say. Nobody's going to go along with it. I mean, you know, because we need to do that. We need to go back to Dick Cheney and the canned hunt, you know, on all of Washington, D.C. up there. Not the civilians, not the people, but all of the bureaucrat buttheads up there.
Indeed, sir. So what
anyway,
else is on your mind, Walt?
Well, you know, I called in the other night, and I want to remind people that April 15th is coming up, and it's another day. And I want,
yes,
and
this
you,
is your
bring,
favorite
you guys
phrase.
Bring up another enough topics on this thing. People, let me tell you, everybody needs to pick one item and fight over it. My item was the IRS.
Uh huh.
You know, I mean, this is the bottom line. You guys, there's enough issues out here that, I mean, there's enough illegalities going on in our country. And when I say this is my country, people, this is your country.
Yeah.
I knew when I signed on the dotted line that I may well give my life for my country.
When you were in the military, yeah.
Nothing changed. I'm still willing to do that.
That's
I stand on
yeah.
principles. And this is the thing. People, you talk about being libertarians and all. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to everybody out there listening. You talk about being libertarians and wanting freedom and wanting it. Well, how the hell are you going to get it unless you stand for it? Stand
yeah,
up.
That's
Let's
true.
Go.
Talk
Go
is fine. Cheap, Walt.
Go is fine. Let's go.
I like that idea. You know, pick your issue. Get yourself a pet
yep.
issue and work towards liberty on that particular issue. Because some people, you know, even though the IRS affects everybody, that might not be their primary issue. Their primary issue might be the war on drugs. Or their primary issue might be homeschooling or something like that.
How about personal property taxes? How about a driver's license? You know, how about all of this other stuff? I mean, everything. How about just going back to the Constitution? You know,
there
look
you
at this. All these pieces of garbage. We're talking about how bad the Patriot Act is, but yet they passed it again.
Yep.
Oh, they changed about half a dozen words.
And even
I mean,
though,
come on,
by the way,
man.
Walt, I'd like to point out on the Patriot Act issue, even though over 100, maybe even over 200 localities, even some states, had passed resolutions against the Patriot Act, we still have these guys going to D.C. re-upping on the Patriot Act. It is outrageous, even though there's obvious public demand to get rid of the thing. Thanks for the call, Walt. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. And that's a good message. You know, find something that you really care about. Find an issue that you really care about and focus in on that one issue. Because if we all focus in on our own little pet issues, then maybe we'll have more liberty one of these days. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, or we have live streams, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. So two sizes to fit everybody, and they're both totally free at freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with Walt in Kansas City, and Walt says, pick an issue. Get yourself a pet issue and go to it. Work towards more liberty on that one issue. And I think it's a good idea, because if you spread yourself too thin, you get too busy. I think it's good to have some focus. It's that way you can learn a lot about that one particular issue and maybe become really persuasive, helping other people see the pro-freedom point of view on that particular issue. And so, man, would you suggest that maybe we should just talk about our pet issues?
Yeah, I think that I think people would like to know what each one of us cares the most about.
What is your pet issue, Manwich?
Personally, my big one, and it used to be taxes, specifically,
mm-hmm.
Federal income tax.
Yeah.
And
I think Walt would agree with you there.
Yeah. After having read the Liberty Dollar book, I'm going to have to widen it to the value back currency and
really
taxes.
Wow.
That
really had an effect on you.
It did have an effect, and it's just the God's honest truth. The money's worth nothing. And you know, they made it 100 years ago, and less than 100 years ago, and it's lost like 96-97% of its value.
Yeah.
Gold hasn't? Why the heck? I mean, there's all kinds of quotes from our founding fathers. Just a plethora of quotes that says this stuff is the devil.
Yeah, stay away from fiat currency.
And it is how they've managed to get us. They can go ahead, well, we want to fight this war. Let's print a bunch of money.
Yep.
We've been scammed.
We have. We have been just totally scammed.
Scammed and hoodwinked, and it's outrageous how far-reaching it is. Because there are, you've talked about how you don't like the IRS. Well, there's plenty of ways around that. You could just not pay taxes. You know, you could go work in the underground economy. You can avoid the IRS if you want to, pretty much. There are lots of people that do it. We've heard from them time after time on this show. But you can't avoid inflation. You cannot avoid that particular tax. It is the most pervasive unavoidable tax that that exists,
mm-hmm.
and they can tax you anytime they want to simply by printing more money.
And
that's all they have to do.
They you're innocent until proven guilty in the case of the IRS. You, in order to get deductions, you have to prove your deductions with little receipts, little pieces of paper. If I tell you I put 20,000 miles on my car in the course of doing my job, I have to prove it.
Yeah.
And if I don't, then they'll take that away from me and probably fine me in the process. That's wrong. It's wrong to ask people all these questions if they don't want to answer them. You know, like, oh, what's your income, and you know, where do you, what's your wife's name?
Right. Well, because if you have to answer these questions, if you have to go through these processes, it makes you a slave. If you have to pay a percentage of your income to the government, that makes you 50% a slave or 30% a slave or whatever it is, the percentages that you're paying.
If I sent you out to work every day and I took half of your paycheck, you'd be my servant.
That's right.
I mean, you'd be my child. You'd be my ward.
But nobody sees it that way. They all just see it as, well, this is what we have to do.
They don't want to go to jail.
Right.
Jason, what's your pet issue?
Well, my pet issue is the treatment of gays in this country.
Really?
It really sickens me. Now, I'm
You're not a gay man.
No, I'm not a gay man.
Right.
But and I'm not one for name calling, but these proponents for legislation trying to get gays so that they can't marry, these people are just vile, mouth-breathing subhumans.
Wow.
And they really provoke violent thoughts in me.
I'm kind of interested in this. How did this issue become your pet issue?
I haven't the slightest idea.
You're so anti the people that are anti-gay.
I loathe them. I loathe them with every ounce of my being.
Well,
I find it disgusting how these people can, I think they may believe that all men are indeed created equal, except for the gays.
Well, now what about racists? I mean, do you feel the same way about them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that goes without saying.
They've been marginalized largely in modern society, though.
They have. Racism is most certainly looked down upon nowadays, but homosexuality.
Well, obvious blatant racism is looked down upon, but there's still the kind of the hidden racism, like regulations and laws.
Right, affirmative action, whatnot.
And also police profiling of different races. So there's definitely still some issues there. But it's interesting that you're really passionate about that, Jason.
I am.
And that's good. It's a good thing to be passionate for, and these people are being persecuted. And, of course, the answer on the gay marriage issue is to not pass laws that say there can be gay marriage, but
do away with marriage licenses.
Right, to actually abolish government involvement in marriage entirely. And that's an argument that the people on both sides of the gay marriage issue just aren't hearing.
Yeah,
they aren't aware of that.
They don't understand it. I mean, I brought it up to people. We should do away with marriage licenses. Well, how is the government going to keep track of who's a couple and who's not?
Who cares?
Why would they? Why should they? Yeah,
none of their business.
People don't understand.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Back when I was with my old lady, we were planning on getting married, and
yes, you were.
It was quite an interesting experience telling family members that there's no license involved here. They couldn't wrap their heads around it. They could not get it through their mind that there would be two individuals that wanted to get married without having the state involved. They couldn't get it. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's not so much two people marrying each other. It's two people marrying the government.
So what's your issue, Ian?
The war on drugs. That's definitely my pet issue. I've seen so many people, so many friends of mine who have been in trouble with the war on drugs. They've gone to jail. They've gone to prison. They have never hurt anybody in their entire lives. And I just feel like the war on drugs is one of the greatest tragedies to ever strike this country in our lifetime. And it is hurting so many people. It's hurting so many people that aren't even involved with drugs.
Right. You know, our amendments, the Fourth Amendment's been eviscerated, and it's largely due to the war on drugs.
The streets aren't safe, largely due to the war on drugs. And the drug users aren't safe, largely due to the war on drugs. These are people who never hurt anybody in their entire lives, for the most part. They just want to get high. And they're going to anyway, regardless of what the laws are. So we need to get rid of them. 800-259-9231. What's your pet issue? You can share it with us. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up any issue that's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
you. And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the website because it's all for free. We got archives, we got the Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and more. It's all on the house. And if you want to voluntarily support Free Talk Live, well, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon.com, the largest internet retailer. They've got virtually everything. I mean, if you can imagine a department store category, it's there at Amazon.com. Everything from even gourmet food to kitchen items to furniture to electronics to baby stuff. If you need to go shopping online, shop through our website. And here's how you do it. You go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. So Amazon.freetalklive.com will take you to the Amazon website, but anything you buy at that point will give us a percentage of the sale. So we basically get rewarded for sending them the business. Simple. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Do your shopping through our site, and we get a percentage. All right, so here's the news from Allegan, Kalamazoo Gazette in Michigan. A Wayland Union High School senior who allegedly photographed two of his friends having sex at his home and then posted the photograph on the internet has been arraigned in district court on child porn charges. Ryan Zylstra, 17 years old, threw a New Year's Eve party at his parents' home where he allegedly photographed a 16-year-old girl having sex with her 17-year-old boyfriend. Zylstra is accused of putting the photo on the internet in early January. He was charged with making child pornography, distributing child pornography, and using a computer for child pornography. All three charges are felonies.
Whoa, whoa. Using a computer for child pornography is a crime?
Yes, it is. Wow. A felony, as a matter of fact. If convicted, he faces up to life in prison.
Crazy.
And $170,000 in fines. And his attorney is unable to be reached for comment. He did not enter a plea. 17 years old, photographed his friend and his friend's girlfriend having sex, put it online, and is now facing life in prison as a result of this.
Well,
how asinine is this?
It is asinine, but the interesting part of this is that both of these individuals were old enough to have sex.
That's correct. The age of consent in Michigan is 16.
Right. So it's legal for them to have sex. It's just not legal for a 17-year-old who's under the age of 18 to take pictures of them because they're not over the age of 18.
No, well, it wouldn't be legal for anybody to take pictures of them.
Right, right. But I'm just saying
he just happened to be 17.
It's an added twist to it that he happens to be under the age of consent for the photo-taking part, but they're old enough to do it.
Right, well,
I'm old enough to do it if I'm 17. I'm not old enough to take pictures of myself doing it.
He's old enough to be there while they're doing it and watch it happen.
He could even participate if he wanted.
He could, but he's not old enough to actually document any of it. It's so silly. In fact, there's actually a court case from out in California about the Equal Protection Clause, and I think this might actually, you know, violate that because it's certainly inconsistent.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have an age of consent, shouldn't that also be the same age to consent to be photographed?
I agree.
What if he was 12 years old? Would he still be brought up on child porn charges?
Mm.
What if he was a little brother of these, the girl in this case, and he took a picture of it? 12-year-old. I bet they would bring him up on charges because we've had a story about a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old fooling around, both being brought up on statutory rape charges.
And now they're both sex offenders.
Right. I can't imagine that anybody could possibly think this is a good idea, putting this kid in prison for a life for taking a picture of a couple of teenagers having sex. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about that? Do you support this idea? $170,000 fine? Life in prison? 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, questions about the line item veto and why it's such a bad idea. We'll explore that and more. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.